Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with K. Nicole.
Yes, 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 and good night to all. And what's up, y'all? What's up? I'm in the building tonight. I'm here tonight. Last week I wasn't here, I know. Stu held it down for me. He held it. You know, he's a great DJ, you know, he can hold it down. But I'm here, it's Friday. It is Friday, y'all. It's ladies' night, and you already know what it is. Your girl got some gossip, some politic talking, and some news, some everything. You know how I get down. But it's Friday, man. I want to give a big shout-out to myself, you know. I took a 16-week business course, and I graduated yesterday. Last night I graduated. I want to give myself a real big shout-out, you know. Give a big shout-out to K. Nicole, you know. That class was a little hard class, and I learned a lot in this class. And very valuable stuff, so I enjoyed it. I want to give a big shout out to the East Harlem Business Capital, you know, definitely. But, you know, your girl got, you know, some gossip to talk about, some things. We got Wyclef in the news, y'all. I'm going to play some music, get a little music going on because I'm feeling good today. Stu done held out on me today, so whatever. He said, I held you down Friday. You do your thing. He going hanging out, doing whatever, I don't know. But he in movies and doing all this big stuff, and they just, you know, I don't know. I got to holla at Stu. But, yo, this is your girl, K. Nicole, this ladies' night. Thank y'all for tuning in. Stay tuned in. Let's get some music going. Yeah. And let's get it.
I'm
They got it going on with that one. It is Friday, and you already know, it's ladies' night. I'm feeling so good this Friday. I'm feeling real good, man. I just went through a little course and passed it. I'm real happy about it, you know? Can't help it. Can't help but be proud of yourself when you do something good, you know? Like I said, I got some news, man. They got Wyclef Jean in the news. Well, y'all know Wyclef was supposed to be started a charity for the people in Haiti when the when they had that big storm over there. And now they done found out they do an investigation. They investigated Mr. Wyclef now. Wow. Mr. Wyclef, they say, paid himself rent of $1,000. Paid himself for rent space, paid for space to rent, paid himself, you know, with the money from the charity, and awarded himself another $100,000 to perform at a Haiti fundraiser, and paid his mistress $105,000. I know his wife, if he is married, is like, what type? Oh, man, he done gave the mistress money. I mean, come on, Wyclef, man. You got to go there and be a little thief and steal the money. You could have did something, but you just steal all this money. They got so much stuff he done stole. They said he, John's, oh, my God, $600,000 spent on Yeti headquarters, which is now abandoned. He spent $600,000 just for the headquarters. More than $300,000 on the landscape of the headquarters. More than $400,000 on food and beverages. Hundreds of thousands on projects that simply never happened. Just, you know, fake projects. Wow. Temporary homes for which it prepaid $93,000. Wow. Wyclef should be ashamed of himself stealing from the people in Haiti and know they needed that money. That's ridiculous. It's a forensic audit examined 3 million of the charity's 2005-2009 expenses and found $256,000 plus in illegitimate benefits to Mr. John and others of the Yali Board, a Yali Board. I might be pronouncing it wrong, but you guys know the foundation that Wyclef started. And staff members, as well as improper potential improper transactions. These included $24,000 to Mr. Gene Chauffeur, services, and $30,000 for private jets that transported Lindsay Lohan from New Jersey to benefit in Chicago that raised to a benefit in Chicago that raised $66,000. So she raised $66,000 minus $24,000 for the plane she had to take. That's just crazy, man. Wow. Wyclef was living large off of all these donations people took. And then right here they got a picture of him at the podium when they have the mic in your face, and he's crying. He's got tears running down his face. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. You know, I'm real ashamed of Wyclef right now. Like, I'm not feeling him right now. I don't like that. I don't like nobody stealing from people that really need it, and they needed it over there in Haiti. They had one of the worst tsunamis, right? One of the worst tsunamis ever. And all them people died, they needed that relief, needed funds, and he living up there in $600,000 spaces, spent $1 million just on the space he's renting for the people. Well, Wyclef should be ashamed. I got something else going on. This is for all you ladies. All you ladies need to really listen to this. This is some crazy stuff. All right. An illegal booty injection leaves a woman limbless. All right? This is some crazy stuff. This woman teased by her friends and family about her flat pancake booty. April Michelle Brown had always been insecure about her backside. Once she got enough money, she told herself she'd buy herself a better one. I didn't know if I wanted to look like Janet Jackson or J-Lo. She didn't know if she wanted to look like Janet Jackson or J-Lo. Well, the Los Angeles cosmetologist, 46, says in an exclusive interview featured in the November issue of Essence, "I just wanted a new, bigger booty." Tragically, her quest for curves cost her all her limbs and almost her life. All her limbs. In 2004, Brown said she paid a pumper, an unlicensed person, to inject industrial-grade silicone into her buttocks. Brown can't recall how much the woman actually charged. Maybe $500, maybe $1,000. She's not even sure how much she paid. This is crazy. She don't want to tell nobody how much she paid. But over time, she says, the area became intensely irritated and painful, and the skin blackened. By earlier 2006, she says the silicone had hardened, causing severe pain and infection. Okay, let's stop right there. She says she paid somebody in 2004, right, to get her butt bigger, pumped up, whatever, however you call it. In 2006, she just started realizing, well, I don't understand this. So from 1-2 years, between the time when it started getting black and it was in pain, I don't understand why she didn't go to the hospital. By the early 2006, she says the silicone hardened, causing severe pain and infection, ultimately requiring her to have life-saving amputations of her limbs last year. Wow, that's crazy. That is crazy stuff. So, you know, all these women out here, you know, that's doing them injections, man, and doing all, I would say, you know what, you want to do anything to your body, whatever, you know, just, you know, don't be cheap about it. Go to somebody that's licensed and somebody that's giving you sterile and proper equipment and proper stuff that's supposed to be in your body. You know, that's crazy. it's crazy. They say she's adjusting to her new life with prosthetics. Brown shares her story and her warning for others tempting to check out pumping parties. Wow. What is a pumping party? You just go there and everybody go together and we all get injections in our butt? That's a pumping party? That's just crazy. I never heard of nothing like that. Wow. But this picture right here is crazy. She's don't have no limbs. Her arms, her hands, her feet, everything is gone. And her whole legs is black and messed up. It looked like it just went through her body. And then they gave her some prosthetic legs. I mean, it's not funny. I don't want to make it a joke, but they got sandals on them and shit. That shit looks crazy. They brown like her with yellow sandals on. She got her sandals on, her prosthetics. And she's not a bad-looking woman. That's sad. That is some crazy stuff. They have pumping parties. I never heard of that. That's new for me. That's new for me, being a female. I never heard of a pump party. But let's go get our butt. Oh, my gosh. But just listen out, you ladies that's out there, you know, considering or even already doing these things, just make sure y'all, you know, y'all doing something that's, you know, sterile, clean, and you in a facility where the person is licensed to do what he's supposed to do. It's your girl, K. Nicole. It's Beast Do Radio. You know, you want to call in and talk about anything, I'm going to hit you with the number, 914-338-1685. It's your girl, K. Nicole. It's Beast Do Radio. I'm going to get into some more music. Here we go.
I'm gonna put it down, you're gonna fall in love. I'm gonna put it down, down, you're gonna
fall in love.
I'm gonna put it down, you're gonna fall in love. I'm gonna put it down, down, you're gonna
fall in love.
I'm gonna put it down, you're gonna fall in love. I'm gonna put it down, down, you're gonna
fall in love.
I'm gonna put it down, I'm gonna put it down.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down, if you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, down,
you gon' follow me.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down,
you gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
Ooh, you're talking, it's so tough. Damn, I love it all. Even the way you flex, that's what turns me on.
Ooh, you know you make me weak.
Just cause the way you are. Cause everybody in here know that you're still I'm letting you know I got the sweetest heart any man that wants to save.
He don't have to work hard.
From what I see, you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta see what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down, if you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down.
You gon' follow me.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down. You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down.
You gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I hope the chivalry ain't dead to you, boy, cause I'm grown. Got to pull up and then come up with that when I see what I want. Gotta go old school with me, still keep it so. 2012 from it, cause I still beef it up. And still I want you to know. Got the sweetest heart, even though he can ride it cool for me.
He don't have to work hard.
And now I see you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta feel what you put on it to make sure you're.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, hey, it's hard, maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, so baby, put it down. If you put it, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down,
you gon' fall in love.
And all your cake, girl, you better stop. I got a big ego. I'm sipping on that brandy. That liquor comes in handy. And girl, I know you fancy, but this party I'm financing. You told me it ain't even like that. Been hating all night, a friend up tight. All right. I took her out the club, told her girl she be right back. Back to the crib, and in the morning all this was worth it. Baby, go get your hair did, then buy you a couple purses. You just perfect.
Your attitude might change the way I feel. Teach me how to let go. And I'm so glad it's been done. I'm someone I had
Brandy. She had to come back with something fire. Something. I don't know what happened to Brandy. But, like I said, ladies, you guys make sure y'all paying attention and being smart about these surgeries and these injections and stuff. You know? It could be life-threatening if you're not doing the right thing and not being safe. I got some more news. Yeah, I know Terrell Odom. Terrell, I think I said it wrong. I don't think it's Odom. I just gave him a whole new name. He's in the news today, Terrell. Dang, that's a shame. You know, the football player. He had his little show on TV, Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens. There you go. They're showing him crying again. They're saying he's broke. They got a bunch of celebrities up here that was balling until they balled out, you know, and it's over. They got Terrell Odoms up there, you know, it's crazy. They got old boy up there too, Chad Ochocinco. Man, he messed up his career just doing dumb stuff. Man, he had TV, he did all kind of stuff and just thought he was the man, sold up the man, and just boiled out until he didn't have anything else. Got cut from the team. Now he can't play anywhere. Sad. Only so many people they treated crazy. Now, I don't wish that on nobody. You know, I hope he get it together. I hope Terrell Owens get it together, too. They don't seem like terrible people, but, you know, they got a little souped up. A little souped up in this industry, you know. I would get souped up, too. Give me some of the millions they made. Oh, man. It's crazy. These dudes was paid and just blew it. How could you? They got Dame Dash. Dame Dash up here. He's been dropped from the rock. Man, he's been trying and trying, they say. He can't get it together. Dame Dash. He was that dude in the early 90s. Him and Jay-Z, what? Doing the Dame Dash dance. Had everybody doing the Dame Dash dance. We got his cousin up there. They living in the same house together, Stacey Dash. But they say her attitude is crazy, so sometimes he had that crazy attitude. They both got the same cocky, crazy attitude, you know? She got fired from Single Ladies because they say her attitude is ridiculous, man. She is, like, over the top, Hossa Diddy. And I like Stacey Dash. I really do. And I liked her in that Single Ladies show. That was hot. See, Single Ladies fell off a little bit when they put the other lady in there to me. I don't know. It wasn't interesting no more. It's crazy, but, you know. Stacey Dash is on the list of the broke. The ballers who went broke. Broke. I know. Like I said, I don't wish nothing like that on anybody, man. Nothing. Was that Nicole? Nicole from the, what's the name of those girls? Not the Google Dolls. Maybe it is the Google Dolls. They say she's broke, too. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I think if they give me the chance to have those millions, it's just a few things I want. I'm not going to lie. I want a nice house, of course, maybe one or two, and different locations so I could just be over there sometime. You know, maybe have a nice house somewhere deep in the suburbs, woods, somewhere, and some place in the city where I could conduct my business and move along and do whatever, you know? But I don't know. I think I just want a few things. I want a nice car, a nice house, like I said, maybe a little condo in the city. And I'm good right there. My kids is good, family good. I don't see why they have to ball out that hard. All those millions. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And just to be broke. They got Katie Holmes in here. She's never going to be broke. I don't care. She's been in a lot of things. She's not going to be broke. And besides, her ex-husband is one of the richest actors there is, you know, Tom Cruise. You know, she's not going to need a job, believe me. And she's still an actor. She can still do her thing, you know. They got a bunch of them up here. I don't know. Oh, good Lord. You know, they got Nicole, the other Nicole, that used to always be, Paris Hilton, they got her up here. She's not broke either because her daddy got money. And Lionel Richie will be rich forever. They got Aubrey up here. Yeah, I remember Aubrey all day. Messing with Bad Boy. You know, she tried to do Puffy dirty. You know Puffy done put that block on her. And she thought she was going to get past it now. She's struggling to do anything now since Diddy dropped her from the label. Actually, we could do anything that used to be signed to Bad Boy. You know, once you step on the toes of them big wigs like Puffy, Jay-Z, all of them, they blackball you. And once they blackball you, it's crazy. It's your girl, K. Nicole. We in the building. It's Friday, man. Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? It is Friday. And I'm feeling so good tonight. I'm just chilling in a studio. You know? Got the music going. You know what I'm saying? I'm just enjoying the scene in here. Chilling. Stu not here. Them dudes doing movies and all that stuff, you know. I want to give a big shout out to my Harlem dudes, my Harlem chicks, my Harlem people. Big shout out to Harlem. I want to definitely give a big shout out to my Brooklyn dogs, you know. My Brooklyn cats over there, Best Style. My Marlboro and family. I grew up out there. Definitely got to give a shout out to them. Shout out to the Queens, to my Queens peeps. Big shout out to my Long Island peeps. My Long Island peeps. Yeah. And my Bronx peeps. I can't leave out my Bronx peeps. Definitely my Bronx peeps. My Bronx peeps. Definitely show love to your girl. You know? Bronx is cool. I can't complain about the Bronx, you know? But you know how it is. Friday, ladies' night. Ow, and all of y'all out there that's going out tonight, y'all have a great time. Make sure y'all be safe out there. Definitely be safe. We're going to talk about some politics. I'm going to play another song, and then we come back. We're going to talk about this politics stuff, man, because I got to get some stuff off my chest. Let's talk politics. We got Politics Nation, Beast Through Radio style, coming up. You know? Here we go.
Don't stop, pump the, don't stop, pump the, don't stop. Drop that pussy, bitch. What you twerking with?
Bounce that young pop, champagne, ain't know the face and ain't know the name.
Drop that pussy, bitch. What you twerking with?
What you twerking with?
like Wallace and I'm a hell smoke, bitch, know that, filthy rich before rap, new deal, I throw that, three beans, I'm on that, we pop a Molly, she busted out, she see the Gotti, that pussy tough. Strawberry, Luke, what it do? Let's go. I love my big booty bitches, my life a godfather picture. Local club in my city, I fell in love with a stripper. Bitches know I'm that nigga, talking photo Bugatti. I'm the life of the party, let's get these hoes on the molly. You know I came to stunt, go drop that pussy bitch. I got what you want, drop that pussy bitch. Film it, film it, this bitch want me to film it. Ballin', like I play for New England. Spin it, spin it, spin the stack every minute. That's 50, 100, I see no fucking limit. Shout out to Uncle Luke, shout out my bitches too. We the two life crew, two for me, two for you. Feed them bitches carrot, fuck them like a rabbit. Sorry, that's a habit, smoke a slip it, then I vanish.
Double, make it triple.
Right.
I hope you pussy niggas hate and never make a nickel.
Right.
It's good to make it better when your people make it with you. Money coming, money going. Ain't like you could take it with you.
Right.
It's about to be a hit right now. Fuck that damn with shit right now. Drop, take care of all the motherfucking crib, and I'm picking up the keys to the bitch right now. OVO, that's made shit. Toronto with me, that's made shit. Getting shed a pack like KD. OKC, that's player shit. We don't dress alike, we don't rap alike. I shine different, I rhyme different. Only thing you got is some years on me, man. Fuck you and your time different. Some young poppy. Champagne, they know the face and they know the name. Got one watch, I could probably pay for like all your chains. You don't be changed. Greystone, 20 bottles, that's all me. On the couch, wildin' out, yellin' free my niggas till they all free. One of my close dogs, got three kids and they all three. But we always been that type of crew that been good without a plan B. So.
Talking that shit and suck a nigga dick for some truck fit. Okay, I fuck a bitch and I'm gone. That's gangsta Al Capone. I make that pussy spit like bone. I'm talking about bone, 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 bone. I'm fucking with French, excuse my French. I lose my mind before I lose my bitch. Money ain't a thing but a chicken wing. Bitch, I ball like two eyelids. YMCM beat that pussy up. Stop playing. I make her ass scream and holler like rock bands. I'm a beast, I'm off the lead. I am rich like a bitch on my active shit, pop that pussy like a zit. I go by the name Lil Tunchi. Yo girl is a groupie. And nigga, you can square. And I would twist you like an Rubik. Motherfucker, I'm on my skateboard. Watch me do a trick, ho. I'm 5'5, but I can 6'9. Then beat that pussy like Klitschko. It's French Montana, fuck Joe. It's Weezy F, fuck ho. It's truck world, it's truck your girl. It's truck pit by the truckload. Yeah.
Don't stop. Yes, your girl K Nicole's Ladies Night. We not gonna stop. Cause we in the building. I'm in the building. Yeah. Right here, y'all. Now, how many of y'all watched that debate last night? Right? Now, I watched the debate, and I watched Joe Biden and Ryan, you know, they debated. Ryan came out with his numbers and his facts, you know, he was Ryan. And O'Biden was O'Biden, and now I'm looking at news, and you know how the Republicans going to go. They're saying that Joe O'Biden was Joe, I see I'm calling him O'Biden, just like This lady here, Joe Biden, was aggressive and in Ryan's face, but they didn't say nothing about Romney running over the narrator and everybody else on the president. So now they're claiming that Biden wasn't fair. You people better get out there and vote, man. I'm going to rock the vote. I'm going to put Obama is going to be my on my page every day until election. I'm going to make sure I put that up there because we need to vote. We need to make sure these dudes do not get in because it's just crazy. They don't want to tell you nothing. We don't know nothing. That's just the uncertainty. Go ahead, run for what you want to run for. But then when you're lying, straight up lying, and then you get caught in your lie. When Ryan got caught, when got caught taking stimulus money, when Biden called him out for taking the stimulus money that he don't want nobody else to get now. Okay, now he got his help. Nobody else should get help either. This is crazy. These Republicans are crazy. It's not all the Republicans. It's just that 1% of the Republicans that feel like 40% of the people do not want to take personal responsibility for their life. And this is really how they feel about 47% out of 100. So there's only 53% of the people that do for themselves in America, according to these Republicans. They want to redefine rape and call it forcible rape and not forcible rape. What is not forcible rape? What is forcible rape? How do you define that? That's crazy. They define forcible rape when you get beat down and you rape. And then you got another different type of rape where you're not forcibly raped. That's just crazy. These guys is crazy. And these guys have daughters, wives, mothers. And they feel this way about the women in their country. How can you have somebody in the office running your country and they feel like you're less than a human? You're just a woman. You're beneath me. You don't deserve the right, the same pay as me. And you sure enough don't deserve to make choices with your own body. We should decide for you. Crazy, crazy stuff. Crazy, crazy stuff. But like I said, when Biden called him out on that, saying, how dare you want to cut out all the stimuluses and return everything back to the way it was when you were the first state to send me two letters, maybe not the first state, I'm exaggerating a little bit, I'm throwing my own words in there, but sent him two letters for aid he needed in his state when nobody else should get it now. It's just crazy, man. I'm just waiting for, you know, the election. Because I will be the first one on the line to elect, get election. I don't want to, I want whoever's going out there early, go out there and do your thing. Get out there and vote. You got to vote, man. Be involved. Don't just sit out saying, you're not sure about nobody. But what you are sure of, you should be sure of who you do not want, even if you're not sure about, excuse me, the person that you do want so much. But you should definitely know what you don't like. I don't like the fact that I wouldn't have control of my own, say, with my body and my health. I'm not feeling that, you know, as a woman. I don't like the fact that they don't want women to make equal pay for the same job. I'm not feeling that, you know. I'm not feeling us going into war no more. That's why our economy is the way it is, because we just ended the war this year. You know, this war was in 2002 started. No, I don't want no war. Oh, I don't want you in here. No, we don't want you in here when you don't even think half of America takes personal responsibility and you don't have to worry about them. No, I don't want you here, Romney, nor you, Ryan, you know. I'd rather stick with somebody that got the economy moving in the right direction than somebody that's going to turn it all upside down and create their own way while stepping on other people to get there. No, I'll pass. I will definitely pass. But I'm just, it just bugging me out how the Republicans now are like really going so hard. You know, like they're really going hard. They're really upset about the way this debate went down. Biden did his thing, that he did exactly what he was supposed to do. Get the Democrats back on their feet. Stop second guessing. Because I don't see how y'all was second guessing anyway. If you were listening to the words of the people in the debate with President Obama and Mitt Romney, you would know exactly what was said and going on. Not from his demeanor or his aggressiveness. Not even from the way Obama was looking down, even though I think Obama could have threw some better shots. He definitely had true factors on his side. He could have shot out and you know, shot Romney out like, yo, love, and you somebody else today? Who are you? You know? But he definitely missed out on a couple of points he could have made that night. Definitely. But he was making them. It's just that Romney was more aggressive and overshadowing the stuff the president was saying, definitely. But the president definitely made his points, and Romney definitely told you what he wants. He told you what he wants. He's going to fire the people. He's going to cut off PBS. Just tell those people right in their face that he's going to fire them. Like, that's just foul right there. I'm just going to tell you in your face, you know what, I'm going to fire you. I like you, but you got to go because I don't see the point of what? You don't see the point of my job? That's crazy. This lady, last night, she did her thing, though. She kept them boys under control. Trust me. But come on. I just don't know. Ryan's face, he just got the real Dumbo look. Like, he just got... I don't know what to say about him. He just got the weirdest face, man. He got the weirdest little Dumbo look. I guess they say he's, you know, the number boy, the little nerd boy. I don't know what he is. He's still living in a Saved by the Bell era. I seen them pictures he took. Crazy. Looking like Slater or... looking like, I don't know. Those pictures were just ridiculous. No sex appeal or nothing. They didn't even... It was a shame. It was females on the TV like, no, don't show those no more. That's okay, because we're past. That's terrible. I wouldn't even put those pictures out. I would have never put out no pictures that look like that. That's just, no. Ugh. Big shout out to Biden. You know, that's my peoples right there. You know how us Democrats do. We prevail. Big shout out to all the Democrats out there. Big shout out. No. Big shout out to the Republicans too. I'm not going to be rude. Shout out to y'all. But you're losing. Sorry. Nah. We can't let y'all come in, man. Y'all don't even know what y'all want. Y'all don't even know what y'all want to do. Y'all just want to come in and be president. It is nothing on the table. Just, we're going to keep the nice cuts for the people up top and the people down there. That's just crazy. They want to take away Social Security or make it a voucher program. And then in a certain amount of time, this voucher program is going to definitely run out. And then they say, you could go get your own insurance. So who's going to insure an 80, 90-year-old sickly woman? Who's going to do that? It's just ridiculous, man. The way they're going, it's not even about it. They said they don't have to worry about the 47%. They said it plainly and clearly. We are not worried about those people. I hope you guys are listening and paying attention to what's going on, man. These Republicans... They're not your friends. Nah, they're not my friend, you know what I'm saying? Did you hear Mitt Romney? He said that people that's making $250,000 a year, that's who he considers the middle class. So everybody else, all of us is just poor. And what do you call, come on, man. This is ridiculous, man. We can't have it. We got to have somebody in there that have a clear headed, you know? Obama ain't get a lot done because the Congress, which is mostly Republican, which I say is true, he didn't get the discrepancy with when it was all Democratic, the majority Democratic. Things didn't get passed right away. A lot of them Democrats lost their seat. New Congress people came in, Republican, and blocked everything Obama wanted to do. Anything he wanted to do, block, block. Now they say, I'm almost betting, I want to bet somebody that these private sectors, these Republicans that's owning the companies that got the private sector jobs, I could bet probably that they holding out on a lot of jobs and a lot of things, so it could always look like we're not creating or producing enough jobs. So Obama will look bad. I could almost bet that, you know. I could almost bet that we're going to find out some sneaky stuff. We already been finding out some sneaky stuff. We've been finding out sneaky stuff everywhere when it comes to the Republicans. All the lies, all the hidden. Yeah, it's just crazy, man. But that's what it is. You got to have two sides, good and the bad. It always got to be that way. It's never going to just be good. It just can't, because people have their own minds and their own thoughts. And sometimes your mind can get away from you and you start feeling invincible. And there we go. There's some crazy people out here, man. I'm looking at some other stuff. This lady done bashed her two kids' heads. She said she couldn't take it no more. She couldn't take it no more? I mean, they have things where you could just give the baby away. You don't have to do nothing to the baby. You don't have to do nothing to them. They got open hands for you to say if you feel like this baby, you know, is a problem. They got places now where you could definitely, you know, get help. You don't have to kill these kids. I don't know what's going on with these people. It's a black lady, too, so you know it makes me even more upset to see this and going on right now. She kills her two babies, bashing their skulls because she couldn't take it anymore. I pissed off. This lady is crazy. They got another lady up here. I'm just speechless with that. Like, come on. What's up with that? What's up with these women, man? We all have a hard time with our kids. It's not just you. All of us. Please. What? Every day my son comes and charges me. And you know, or I'm laying down somewhere, he'll jump, boo, all his weight. Woo! It'd be plenty of times I'd be ready to throw that little boy. But that's my dude, man. That's my little dude. You know? We good. I just can't see it, you know? As many a times as I feel like I'm over my head or even a little overwhelmed, because children can drive you crazy. I can never see myself killing my child. They got this other lady in here. This lady is crazy. She looked a little Latino, you know? Just by the looks, I can't say, but the way she looked, you know. She glued her 2-year-old daughter's hands to the wall and beat her until she went into a coma. I don't know what's up with these people. But this lady, they gave her 99 years in jail for that. She deserved that shit. 99 years in jail. A 23-year-old mother of five had not taken responsibility for her action. Damn, the defense attorney repeated that Escalana was not a monster and that she was deserving of probation or a short sentence. She is a monster. She can be redeemed. She can't be helped. Oh, man. She's no monster. That's what he keeps saying. She's no monster. This lady is crazy. These people are crazy. You get to the point where you feel like you need to really hit your kid and beat your kid up like that. You need to step back. You know, lock yourself in the bathroom for a second. You know, get yourself together. You'll be in 99 years in jail for killing your own baby. You will never forget that. You will always, always remember you killed your own child. It's crazy. I'm seeing Tamar. You know Tamar, one of the Braxton sisters. Her husband, Vince. Ah, they saying Vince like the blondes. Tamar be driving him crazy, man. I could see that. I could see her. I could see him. I hate to say it, and I never say it. I don't want to say nothing about nobody relationship like that, but I know she drives that man crazy, you know, with all that vanity. And then she don't want to give him a child. So, you know, that makes a big difference. They say she started flipping out, seeing Vince talking to the blonde girls. I think he's getting in his training mode, trying to get his weight together. Big shout out to Vince, definitely. Keep your weight on track, that's what's up. They got a bus driver in the news. Uppercuts a teenage girl and tries to throw her off the bus. They got a video of it. Oh, man. It's a bus driver. These bus drivers, you know what? Sometimes these little kids do drive you crazy, the little kids coming out of school. All the kids jump on the bus. Man, I haven't been on the bus in a long time. I took a bus ride. Matter of fact, I did take a bus ride. I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I took a nice long bus ride. I had my son on the bus with me. Show him the bus a little, you know. I do that every now and then. I'm going a short distance. I take my son on the train. Because he's 4. So, you know, stuff like that is nice to him because he's always in the car. All the time. So every now and then we'll take a nice little bus ride, ride up to 125th and go shopping, you know. But especially for her, my daughter, she's a teenager, she, you know, she ain't thinking about me. You know, she ain't thinking about me. But these children, these little children coming out of junior high school, they can drive crazy. I see how they do the buses. I know how they do those bus drivers. But, you know, you see, you know, he's going to lose his job for that. He should have kept his cool. You know, you losing a city job, an MTA job. You lose one of those jobs, especially for hitting a child on the bus, a teenager. You're losing your job. And now you lost your job because you lost your cool. And that's just terrible. It's just your girl, Kay Nicole. It's ladies' night. I'm on the air, y'all. I'm probably only going to give y'all guys maybe another, maybe, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I might have to go get see what's up with everybody else. Everybody ready to leave me. I'm not mad at that. I might be only another half an hour, maybe. I'm not sure. But you know what? I'm going to get into some music, man. Mary Mary got a new joint. I'm going to play that. Y'all let me know how you think, what you think. How you think? What you think? It's your girl, Kay Nicole. This Beast Stew Radio. Stay tuned in. We'll be right back. Yes.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. So now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop. And I
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with K. Nicole.
Yes, you are. It's your girl, K. Nicole, in the building. And I'm here in the building. Like I told y'all, I'm feeling a little nice. They just gave me a little bottle of Moscato, a little personal bottle. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm cracking that right now. Have me a little sippity sip while I talk to you guys, you know. There's nothing wrong with having a little, you know, wine every now and then. Every now and then, you know. Don't overdo it, you know. But anyway, you know. Politics Nation, that's so on my mind. I can't stop thinking about the politics. Like, I be watching this politics so crazy, man. I mean, I'm so tuned in. Like, I don't know. Out of nowhere, this year, I am so tuned in. Like, I'm tuned in. I'm watching my economy. I'm watching what's going on. I don't know if that came with age, being a parent, or, you know, I don't know, but I'm tuned in, you know, and I hope all you guys are tuned in too, you know. There's too much going on. There's too much at stake. Too much of your freedoms. Look what they try to do with the vote. That was just so crazy. Like, they really tried to stop the vote. And even in some of those states where they overturned the ruling, they still had their websites and numbers, the voicemails on their numbers, where you could call the state itself to find out what you should do when you want to vote. They had the information on there still saying you need a voter ID. So you're getting mixed messages, you're not sure what you're supposed to do in your state now. But, you know, like they said, there's a lot of people that live in these rural states and, you know, rural land, I know I'm pronouncing it totally wrong, but you guys know what I'm talking about. And they don't have the transportation to get around. Some of these states don't even have a voting place in it. Maybe they have one voting place in the whole entire state, and you got to find this one voting place or the one DMV, you know, to get any kind of license or ID. It's just one in this whole entire state, or you might have to go to the next state or the next town or whatever in the state, just, you know. And they try to make it real hard and difficult. The people that would go that Sunday before the election, you know, the church people get on their buses, bus all the church people over there to register and vote, do their voting. They stop everything. You know, it was going down for them for a minute, too. It definitely was. But they had some real fair judges that was real. Because, you know what, if you want to implement all those changes, which those changes are legal, but it's just illegal how they did it. Now, for the next year, voting year, 4 years, they could start implementing those things. And people got 4 years to get all the information and everything they need. 4 years. Now, in 4 years, you didn't make it to get an ID, then you know what? I'm going to be mad at you too. 4 years, you got enough time to get an ID, proper ID, whatever you need, you know. But make sure you guys get out there and vote. They definitely overturned all the rulings, so you don't have nothing stopping you. You go up to the voter registration place where the voter booths are, and you tell them your name, you know. And you go vote and do your thing. And that's just all to it. Vote for Obama. Because there is no other. There is no other. You know what? I'm about to get out of here. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, I appreciate it. You know, I'm on the air every Friday, 11 o'clock. Every Friday, 11 o'clock. As always, we got something to talk about, or maybe I'm just going to talk to you guys. I like talking to you. I definitely like talking to you. You know? Big shout out to Stu and the whole East Side, because they got a movie popping off called The East Side Story, man. Y'all stay tuned for that. Your girl K Nicole got some big things. Aquan. Y'all stay tuned for that. Big shout out to Beast Dude Radio and the whole Beast Dude Radio crew. Definitely. Your girl K Nicole is about to go and celebrate her little graduation. Because, you know what? It's Friday night and it's ladies' night. And I'm going to go toast myself because, truthfully, it's been a long time since I completed any type of school and stuff. I mean, you know, really, like, taking a class. I hadn't had the time to do it. I hadn't had the time to do a lot of things, you know. So, you know, I got that in. And I'm very proud of myself. And I'm going to buy myself something special. But tonight, I'm going to buy myself a drink, too. Somebody else buying my other ones too. But, you know, to all you guys going out tonight, hanging out tonight, make sure you guys be safe, drink safe, you know, pay attention to your surroundings. Just be safe out there. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. And, you know, you see me out there, holla at you, girl. And I'm going to play a little music before I get out of here. But I want to say goodnight to y'all now. I'm going to come back and say goodnight anyway. But I got a little music popping off. I'm going to just play some stuff. You know? Play some stuff. And guys, have a good night.
It is my way in the morning and I'm not good at this. It is my way in the morning and I'm not good at this. It is my way to come to the microphone with the temperature phone.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay. Drop it to the floor, make that ass shake. Whoa, make the ground move, that's an ass quake. Build a house up on that ass, that's an ass state. Roll my weed on it, that's an ass trait. Say, hey, don't we do this every day, hey? I worked them long nights to get a payday. Finally got paid, now I need shade and a vacay. And niggas still hating, so much hate, I need a AK.
Now we out in Perry, yeah, I'm Perry A. White girls politicking, that's that Sarah Palin. Getting hot, Californicating. I give her that D, cause that's why I was born and raised.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Time, my top back, this pimp game, ho. I'm red leather, this cocaine, I'm Rick James, ho. I'm bill dropping, this Pac-Man, this pill popping asshole. I'm popping too, these blue dolphins need two coffins. All she wanted some heel money, all she needed some bill money. He take his time, he counts it out, I weighs it up, that's real money. Check the neck, check the wrist, them heads turning, that's exorcist. My Audemars like Mardi Gras, that's Swiss time and that's excellence. Two door preference. Roof gone, George Jefferson. That white frost on that pound cake, so your Duncan Hines is irrelevant. Woo! Lambo, Mercy, Lago, she go, wherever I go, wherever we go, we do it pronto.
Okay,
it's like
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
The champion phone.
The bugle that blows a minute time, and it's still out one more time. Let's go, yeah, mother.
Let the suicide doors up. I do suicides on the tour bus. I do suicides on the private jet. You know what that mean, I'm fly to death. I step in Def Jam building like I'm the shit. Tell them give me 50 million and I'ma quit. Most rappers take level, ain't at my waist level. Turn up the bass here, it's up in your face level. Don't do no press, but I get the most press, kid. Plus, yo, my bitch make your bitch look like Precious. Talking about Mary, she gone off that Molly. Now the whole party is melting like Dolly. Now everybody is moving they body. Don't tell me apartment, I move in the lobby. Yeah. Niggas is loyal just to feel important. You gon' see lawyers and niggas enjoy.
Okay, now catch up to my campaign. Cool the color of mayonnaise. I'm drunk and high at the same time. Drinking champagne on the airplane. Spit rounds like a gun range. Beat it up like Rampage. 100 bands. Cut your girl now, your girl need a band-aid. Grade A, A1. Chain the color of Akon. Black diamonds, backpack rhyming. Cold signing by Louis Vuitton. Horsepower, horsepower. All this polo on, I got horsepower. Pound of this cost 4,000. I make it rain, she want more showers. Rain. Pouring. All my cars is foreign. All my bras is foreign. Money tall like Jordan.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that juicy limo with
Word.
Your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that juicy limo with
Word.
Your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Swinging on a big fish. I don't know, man. I'm shit.
big bitch. If I big bitch, women want a big bitch. I don't know, man, I'm shitting on your whole life.
Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. Man, I'm out in Texas. Man, I'm out in A-Town. Then I'm up in Chi-Town or Miami shutting down. It's that New Orleans. It's L.A. or the Bay. It's New York, Philly, and the whole DMV. I'm a Detroit player. Man, it's North, South, Cap. Ohio, Pittsburgh. Got St. Louis on deck. It's Delaware, Connecticut. It's New Jersey. Got hella bricks. It's Queens, Brooklyn, and yeah, they rallying. Bronx, Harlem, and Staten Island. Bitches ain't shit, and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap.
Damn, what you say about me? I don't know, man. Fuck it, boy, you big bitch. If I get this, women want a big bitch. I don't know, man. I'm shitting on your whole life. Damn, what you say about me? I don't know, man. Fuck it, boy, you big bitch. If I get this, women want a big bitch. I don't know, man. I'm shitting on your whole life.
Oh yeah. Cold world. Oh yeah. Yeah, this is for all the fans that waited, the bitch niggas that hated, old hoes we dated. Look mama, we made it. Your son out in Barbados. Cheese, eggs, and potatoes. Smoking weed on the beaches. My mind working like Play-Dohs. Analyzing the world. Fantasizing about girls. I'm handing diamonds and pearls. And vandalizing her curls. Sweating the weave out. Moans as she breathes out. Fuck I'm doing in parties with Hova and C-Stout. I step over piranha. Death over dishonor. They killing niggas for days. That's death over designer. Hey, cold heating up like that leftover lasagna. Remember when I used to be stressed over Joanna? Now a nigga only text and get stressed over Rihanna's. I'm talking Tims and better. Hood bitches and Tims and sweaters. And we always argue about the same thing. Hey, tell me why we gotta argue about the same thing, same thing.
Nobody's perfect, ay, 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 but you're perfect for me. Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, ay, ay, but you're perfect for me.
We rolling, we riding, he like to go inside and I love to go all night and we rock the boat, Poseidon. I love to call your name, 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 and baby, I love to call your name.
Oh yeah, my college girl. Take the weekend off and come home soon. I graduated way too long ago to be sneaking all in your dorm room. But that thing tight like Fortnite. So I call you when the tour stops. But baby, where your roommates? Did you make sure the door's locked? She love it when we get together. Smoke a little weed, but I sit together. Now that I'm on, I can pick and choose. Only fuck with hoes who got shit to lose. Yeah, I heard the stories about different dudes. Her man on campus, but it's fine by me. She say she only fuck like 4 or 5 niggas. So you know you gotta multiply by 3.
Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, ay, 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 but you're perfect for me. Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, ay. Hey, but you're perfect for me.
We rolling, we riding. He like to go inside and I love to go all night and we rock the boat, Poseidon. I love to call your name, name, name. And baby, I love to call your name, name, name.
I'm looking for, I'm looking for, I'm looking for.
type of drink you want. No champagne forever, on dirty Sprite forever. You come sit with me if you like to change the weather. If you wanna live better, we can buy a crib wherever. Don't get too thirsty, get used to the cheddar. I wanna tell the world about you just so they can get jealous. And if you see a boy, I do. Till I wish that I met her. Turn on the light. I'm looking for one too. I heard she keep her promises, ain't never turn on you. I heard she ain't gon' cheat and she gon' never make no move. I heard she be the enemy that you need and she calls you. Turn on the light. I'm looking for, I'm looking for.
Smoking on Keisha. out, I'ma talk for me. They say, I can't, I miss you.
I cannot miss you.
See, fire, I'm high in the sky, ho, I can't see you. Got a condo on my wrist, girl, I'm catching
out.
Got a condo around my neck, girl, I'm catching
out.
But it's this old, so round, round with that Nina. My diamonds talk for me, they say, I can't, I miss you. Okay, I tried to stop. Hoppin', hoes they coming by flocking, birds they coming by flocking, passing birds like Stockton, play with my money, I'm popping, no acting, but it's moving, got spins on the beat so we ain't losing, don't act like your hoe ain't true, I done blowed up, yeah, I'm the bomb, round, round, blowing on stank bomb, put so good, you stank mom, top flow, sweet chillin' at the pond, we want a whole load, leave y'all the crumb, till then I'm running my check up, man, this fucker boo got it, I'm calling my jet, ho. But it's this old soul, round, round with that Nina. Round with a hoe named Keisha, smoking on Keisha. My diamonds talk for me, they say, I can't, I miss you. See, fire, I'm high in the sky, ho, I can't see you. Got a condo on my wrist, girl, I'm catching out. Got a condo round my neck, girl, I'm catching out. But it's this old soul, round, round with that Nina. My diamonds talk for me, they say, I can't,
yeah,
I miss you.
Pimpin' over here, shut. Time to cop the Maybach, I already had the vert. I got big money vision, Salmon Sosa pigeon. What that mean? That mean they jumpin' out the kitchen. And I'm on the money mission, nobody can stop me. Just grab your camcorder, press record and go on and watch me. And you can stay on my eye.
It's your girl K. Nicole. I'm cashing out, people. You guys have a great night, safe night, you know? And if your girl is out, make sure to stay tuned in next week, 11 o'clock, Friday, every Friday. You know how I do. This is your girl. This is your girl, K. Nicole. You know? I need some congratulations, shout outs. I'm going out, you know, just for an hour or two, you know. I don't hang out that long. I don't hang out that much. But, you guys have a safe night and a good night. And next week, same time, same place. You know where we at, right? You know where we at. All of y'all know where we at. Well, I'm going to let y'all know where we at.
Beats to Spain.